and the Attorney General of Pennsylvania is stepping down today. Kathleen Kane was convicted Monday of felony perjury and several misdemeanors. She was the first woman and first Democrat elected attorney general in Pennsylvania since that office became elective in 1980. A jury found Kane guilty of illegally leaking secret grand jury documents to embarrass a political opponent, then lying about it under oath. WITF's Katie Meyer reports her deputy will assume her responsibilities.
Kane picked Bruce Castor as her solicitor general in March. He was promoted to first deputy last month. The former Montgomery County District Attorney's been functionally running the AG's office for the last several months. Kane's law license was suspended in September. Castor, a Republican, says he'll take a private oath of office today. He drew a distinction between himself and Kane, who's been accused of fostering hostility in the AG's office.
I'm going to make such decisions as I think are best for the office. I don't make decisions out of retribution or revenge. I make decisions out of ability and loyalty and competence.
Castor says he's prepared to serve until January, when Kane's term would have ended. Governor Tom Wolf does have the power to nominate a replacement before then. If that happens, the nominee would need to be confirmed by a two-thirds vote in the state Senate. A spokesman says no decisions have been made yet. Kane's sentencing is set for October 24th. For NPR News, I'm Katie Meyer in Harrisburg.